It's Zahara and I'm Jakes, the producer on this one on Rise FM Mid-Mornings. We celebrate women all August long, and I did say that today we are joined by such a phenomenal woman. She has really captured our hearts on TV by being very, very authentic, and I think that's one of the things that's really kept her going to where she is now. Her name is Happy, Her Majesty the Queen, Simelane. Welcome to Rise FM, and a big congratulations on your win at the Shining Star Awards for Best Star in a Reality TV Show. Truly well deserved.
Thank you so much, Madeline. Thank you for the invite, and I am so living in, you know, what happened on Saturday. I'm so, so happy and honored to have received this amazing award for reality TV star.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It is amazing. It truly is amazing. I mean, Happy, we are celebrating Women's Month. And I think you have played such a pivotal role in inspiring a lot of young women who have watched you on our screens, who now follow you on our social media platforms. What keeps you going as a businesswoman?
Oh, my darling, you know, my kids, they keep me going. They're my biggest why. I mean, as you guys all know, I'm the backup, and I cannot mess up.
Yeah.
They only have me. So no matter what is thrown my way, the challenges, is not an easy journey, but I just need to keep going and just be there for my kids. They keep
Absolutely.
Me going.
And I mean, in those dark times, Happy, you just spoke now about, you know, you being the backup for your family. How have you managed to see the color again in your life when life wasn't really making any sense, whether it be in your business life or in your private life? And I think these are some of the things that you have expressed with us on our screens. But how do you always manage to kind of find that color again in your life and say, I need to keep going?
Like I just said now, you know, no matter what has been thrown your way, you just have to keep on going. Just keep going. Just put your head high and keep going. Life is not easy.
Mm-hmm.
It has its ups and downs. It has its curves. You know, it's a journey.
Yeah,
as you drive your car, there's a stop sign. There's a robot. There's a speed bump. You come across accidents, but you just focus on the journey and just keep going forward.
Absolutely. I love that. You know, there's a stop sign.
Yeah.
You stop, you keep going. I think that truly is the representation.
No matter what life throws at you, just keep on going no matter what. At the end of the day, you are focusing on your journey. You are focusing on your end goal.
Mm.
You will definitely get to your destination. It is not going to be easy. We are not promising you that it's going to be easy. So I think the minute you understand that, I understand that the journey is not going to be easy, but at the end of the day, I will get to my final destination, no matter what, as long as I don't give up, as long as I just focus on the bigger prize, which is getting or reaching my destination.
Absolutely. And in reaching your destination, I think when we were introduced to you, you've always presented yourself as this beautiful, confident, really sexy woman who believes in who she is and believes in herself. And I think, you know, some of the business ventures that you have gone into are extremely male dominated. How do you continue to stay confident, to stay beautiful, and to know who you are in a very difficult industry, in a male-dominated industry?
And still be sexy, right?
Yes!
I know, my darling. You know what? I have learned that things are not always what they seem to be. So it's important to ensure that you are not blinded by, you know, the shiny things.
Yeah.
I've also learned that there's a vast difference between a leader and a boss.
Mm-hmm.
And I, Happy Simelane, Her Majesty, I'm definitely a leader. I mean, I was born on the 1st of January, so I'm a Capricorn. So
yes.
I'm a born leader. So I want to take hands of women and walk them to success instead of just being cute and sexy. Success to me is relative. It's very important.
Mm-hmm.
It's vital. It's either success or nothing.
Sure.
So,
And I think there's a lot of young women that can look at you today and say, she's so confident, she's so sexy, she knows who she is, but she still continues to chase that money to have something of herself that says, you know, one day you'll be able to point out things and say, I did this and I did that. You are one of those women that us, the younger generation, can look at and say, but she did that, so why can't I?
And you can do it for yourself, by yourself. Not relying on any man.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's women's now. We can do it. We've got the power. Mm. We can do it.
Yeah. I mean, we've seen you on the Mummy Club, Happy, and I remember you saying shooting a reality show can take a toll on one's life. And I think this is something that corresponds with life. In itself, it can become so difficult to remain authentic and happy, you know, with all the punches that life throws at us and with even societal standards. How have you kept that authenticity throughout your time on a reality show and on social media, despite the negative comments? And I say this because you, for me, have played such a big role in what reality TV truly is. That's why it's called a reality show, because we want to see something real. And you truly were something real. I don't know if you're going to go back to the Mummy Club.
I'm
I would
so
be sorry. So disappointed. But how do you keep that authenticity despite all of those negative comments?
Oh my God. You know, Charlie Brown once said, be yourself and the world will adjust.
Yeah.
And that's my mantra. Like, just be yourself. The world will adjust, and you'll attract tribe. You'll connect with your tribe. You'll be relatable to people who are relevant to your story, to your journey. And I think I've connected with the audience so much because I'm authentic, unfiltered, and I'm relatable as well. They can relate to me. You know, what they see on the screen can be so far-fetched, so artificial, like so out of this world. But with me, they connected with me because I'm authentic. Charlie Brown once said, yourself, the world will definitely adjust. And
absolutely.
That's what has been happening.
Yeah.
Her Majesty.
At the end of the day, it is Her Majesty. Happy, what can we expect from you this coming August with Women's Month, as well as just, the, you know, the rest of the year? What are you working on?
Okay, I will be celebrating my Women's Day as a guest speaker at the Women of Influence, hosted by Gugu Kati. And then what you can expect going forward? Definitely, I do have upcoming projects that I'm absolutely excited about. I'm sure you know, I'm sure you've been following my journey. I was, you know, one of the victims with the Feelings, you know, the Timmy Taylor saga, where I had a dream of owning my own salon and I ended up, you know, being scammed a huge amount of money.
Yeah.
So I'm busy working on building my own franchise group because it has always been my dream to be in the beauty industry.
Oh.
So I'm busy, you know, building my own franchise group of salon that will allow aspiring beauty moguls, you know, maybe yourself included, to own their own to own their own Her Majesty beauty salons, backed up by a great team of management and real support. You know. So I will be having a number of franchises available between 2024 and 2025. We will also be focusing on, you know, job creation in the beauty industry. And my main object initiative is to give dynamic women a great, you know, business to make money.
Yeah.
So I can provide to the family, be successful, be sexy, do what you love, you know. And just, you know, do your own thing and make that money in the beauty industry. And apart from that, I'm very excited about this one, the beauty thing. And I also have an upcoming event called Healing with Her Majesty, with the aim of obviously providing a safe space for women and kids who are seeking healing. As we all know that I'm on a journey, or my healing journey, or a journey of healing myself. me and my family.
Her Majesty, I think we'll park it there. I'm not even going to ask you to give us any motivating words because you are motivation yourself.
I would love to. Definitely. I'm so passionate about women. I don't know. I love speaking to young women. So, yeah, I would love maybe just to say something, you know. Just
absolutely.
A small message.
Go for it.
Women's Month after all.
Go for it.
This is a secret that I do on a daily basis. Talk to yourself like a champion.
Mm.
Use a daily affirmation. I have a list of them in my book. Anyway, I do have a book called Your Dreams Are Valid, right? So talk to yourself more than you listen to yourself. Just do it for a week. Try talking to yourself like a champion instead of listening to yourself as a victim. I guarantee you, my darling, you'll be blown away by the results. Got a nice, cute mirror in my room. I just stand there before I start my day. I talk to myself like a champion. Speak positive things like I'm a champion. I'm successful. I'm a queen. I'm a king. I'm Her Majesty. I'm powerful. Repeat these phrases with so much power. You know, just tell yourself that you are great in everything that you do. There's nothing that you cannot do.
Yeah.
Fully commit to yourself. And you are extraordinary. You are definitely a champion.
Oh, happy.
It will do wonders. It will just try it for a week.
Yeah.
It will do wonders. I mean, the greatest men or the men and women that change the world, they all understand the incredible power of self-belief.
Mm-hmm.
So believe in yourself, my darling. Go out there, make things happen because the dream are valid.
Because your dreams are valid. Happy Her Majesty Simelane, the queen that you are. Thank you so much for gracing us with your presence. I wish you all the very best. I want to see you on the Mummy Club again. You are authenticity through and through. We know it's difficult, you know, to open up your life and share it with the whole world, but you truly have changed the game in reality TV in South Africa. So I wish you all the best in business, in life, in love, in everything that you do. Thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you so much for the platform. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye-bye.